The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 639.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and thank you so much for telling your friends about this podcast. You know, it's so nice when you can just forward this to a few people that you think would be interested. It makes such a big difference, and I appreciate you. So I want to ask you something. Do you ever get angry or upset or annoyed when you see the quote-unquote so-called experts in your niche getting attention? We had something come up on a Clubhouse chat that I was on, and I wasn't hosting it, so I didn't really have a lot to say. I was kind of listening in, but it got me thinking about something, and I think this is a common experience. It's the comparison game that can happen, and I think sometimes when people are getting on Clubhouse in particular, the Clubhouse app, it's easy to start looking around and feeling like you're comparing. So here's what happened. I was listening in and somebody was talking about the experts in their niche. They're in a really, really crowded niche of health and wellness. And there are quite a few varying opinions in that niche, as you can well imagine. And they were going on Clubhouse and they were seeing that these people who are experts in their niche, who have opinions that they don't agree with, had all these followers. And it got her really frustrated and annoyed because she's just getting started on there. She didn't like these people. She was starting to have a bad experience with the app already, and she hadn't even started, and so on and so forth. So I was listening in and I thought, you know, this would make a really good topic for a show. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I don't think it happens just on Clubhouse. It can happen on Facebook. You'll see an ad. You'll get targeted for an ad for somebody that has a different viewpoint than you have. You'll see other people having success. You might get on people's email lists, or you might get on email lists of somebody you like and respect, and then they'll send you an email of somebody you don't like, and you're like, oh no, what's going on, right? And I don't think this is a reason to beat ourselves up when you have this feeling. None of us can be in our center 100% of the time, and we've got to quit holding these times when we're not in our power center as examples of how, oh, we're bad people. You know, it's not a bad thing to have a negative feeling or an angry feeling or be out of your center now and again. It happens to everybody. And I can notice myself a pattern that later in the night it gets when I get really overly tired or around dinner time if I'm hungry. I'm very aware that this is not the best me right now because I'm hungry, or this is not the best me right now because it's really time for me to go to bed and I'm tired. So give yourself some slack. Cut yourself some slack and be aware of that. So having said that, I want to also give you some really serious practical advice for how to deal with this. The very first thing is probably going to sound kind of obvious, but the first thing is stop looking around. So when you end up in those groups, wherever they are, where there are people that you don't agree with, get out of those groups. Just stop looking around and stop using those things as your excuse to be off center. And when you find yourself off center, when you're looking at those things, own it and say, okay, obviously, thank you, Facebook ad, for showing me something that set me off because you just allowed me to be aware that I'm not 100% right now. So now I'm definitely going to get away from Facebook and I'm definitely going to get myself 100% because I'm not in my best place right now to be doing this particular thing. I'm not bringing the best me to the table. So number one, be aware of your emotions. Stop looking at what others are doing when you see it sets you off. Get out of those spaces when you're having a feel bad. This is what we're becoming really, really good at in the brain training sandbox. We're becoming emotional masters, masters of our emotion. And that doesn't mean that we whip ourselves into shape and feel happy 100% of the time. It means that we are aware. We identify where we're at and what we're bringing to every situation. Number two point I want to make is get yourself fired up about your own message all the time. This is our number one jobs as entrepreneurs. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Get yourself fired up about your own message. So you get on to an environment and you recognize I'm not in my center. I'm in this clubhouse environment and I can see the comparison game going on. I can see I'm not feeling good. Pull yourself out of that environment and remind yourself who you are. Go and make that list of things about yourself that make you feel good about yourself. What have you had as past experiences? What's your message that you're bringing to the world? Who are the people in your sandbox that already get you and already get your message? Go read any reviews you've got. Hopefully you've been saving your happy emails and your testimonials and read those. Remind yourself about why you are particularly suited to deliver your message. Remind yourself of your experience. Remind yourself that you're always going to have people out in the world who are doing more. And so this isn't about doing more. This is about doing what you want to do, crafting the life you want to craft. How do you want to live your life? How do you want to bring your message to the world? Why are you getting to deliver your message in the way you want to deliver it? Why are you getting to play with exactly the people you want to play with? How you're living a better life, living a good life. Life isn't about the number of ticks you get on your box for followers. Life is about joy and how much joy can you have in a day and how many great experiences can you have with people and how are you impacting the world and what's the legacy that you're leaving, and remind yourself that you know that's important and you're doing all of that. If you are living your life on your own terms, you are a wild success. This is unreal. In this world that we live in, if you are living your life on your own terms, you are a wild success. And so just keep reminding yourself of that. Remind yourself of who you are. Remind yourself of what your message is. Really drive home and get yourself fired up. Because I'm telling you something, when you are fired up with your own life, you don't even see those other people. Nothing else exists except that life that you're living. So do that. Do more of that. Do that every day. Fire yourself up about you. Okay, and then the final thing I want to bring up, the third point I want to make here, is that for me anyway, and I hope that you see the sense in this, is that I try to look at my life as, how do I want to be in the world? And when I catch myself being catty or small or off-center or not feeling good, I know that's not who I want to be in the world. And I also know I don't want to be the person who beats myself up when I have those moments, because I'm a human being. I want to enjoy being a human here, living in the physical world, having the full spectrum of human emotions. When you are focused on who you want to be in the world, when you are focused on what your biggest desires, your core values, your desires to craft yourself, the dream of who you'd like to be more of the time, when you make that your priority, when you remember who you want to be in the world, it becomes very, very easy to just let all of that other stuff go by the wayside. It's so small compared to the bigger picture of who you want to be in the world, how you want to carry yourself. And how can you maximize that? How can you maximize everything that I've mentioned here? Brain training. Say those sentences to yourself that maximize and amplify who you want to be in the world. Okay? So it's like, I'm doing it. I'm taking baby steps. I'm talking to myself nicer every day. I'm getting better at this all the time. I'm getting more aware. I'm catching myself more often. I'm beating myself up less when I'm off center, and I'm writing myself faster. I'm moving more and more toward my center. I'm living my best life. I love stepping out in a bigger way. I like being a bigger me. I like playing a bigger game. And I love all of my small moments too. I like noticing that feeling joy is the most important thing I can do, and that my joyful life and my joyful message helps me lead a better life and helps me impact the world. I love being an example and just living my best life. I love leading my life my way. I love living my life on my own terms. It's so nice to know that just saying these sentences feel good, and I gain traction, and I feel better, and I feel good about putting myself out there, and I feel good about engaging with people, and I love who I am in the world, and that's good enough for me. I feel so happy to just be me, right? This is it. This is the ticket. The ticket isn't who are you in comparison to other people. The ticket is who are you to you? Who are you in your connected self? Who are you in your joyful self? Who are you with your happy self? Who are you in your best moments? Who are you when you're having those moments with those awesome people in your life that you love to connect with? Who are you when you're having that co-creating experience? Who are you when you're having that co-creative experience with yourself and your own source, whatever you call that and however you define it? Yeah, this is it. This is what we're doing here. This is really stepping into your celebrity, getting to be you. Speaking of which, do head over to danawild.com/celebrity and get signed up on the waiting list for the celebrity formula. Because if this appeals to you, then this is what you're meant to do. And you are meant to be out in the world with your big celebrity message in a big celebrity way. And we're all banging around doing this together. Me too. You know, we're just figuring it out, banging around. And it doesn't do anybody any good to be looking around. Get fired up with your own message. Get out in the world in your own way. Be your own person. Be your own example. Do your own thing. You have totally got this.
I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it, and I'm capable of it, and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.